Welcome back. It is a brand new year, and we have no shortage of opinions about what to expect in 2022. We want to talk to Yahoo Finance's editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer, about it. And Andy, we've been talking over the break about how clear it is, as we enter this new year, the themes that we're talking about. Inflation, we got a midterm election, and the list goes on. What are you keeping your eye on?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, Jared, first of all, you know, a hat tip to you who pointed out to our team that the market's been up, and S&P 5 have been up 3 years in a row, double digits. And that's kind of a scary little point. On the other hand, you know, things are looking A-OK, Omicron notwithstanding. And in fact, it looks like that's not going to be a ultimately serious factor in terms of the economy. I mean, it's going to be a factor in Q1, but with any luck, we should be a little bit more clear sailing once we hit February, again, with any luck. And having said that, yeah, I can't remember a year where themes just stand out and are so apparent to me going forward. So you talked about, of course, COVID. That's going to be a theme. Inflation, yes, that's going to be a theme. Midterm elections, sitting there right in front of us. China and the United States, sitting there right in front of us. Crypto and the metaverse and NFTs and DAOs, right in front of us. EVs and the e-economy, also right there. And then, of course, big tech stocks. We're going to be covering that and talking about that a lot. Now, You can notice that I'm not saying bull or bear on any of these themes, and we can get into that, you guys, if you want a little bit. But I'm just saying that the guideposts themselves are right there, and we can bounce off of them any which way we like.
Which maybe, though, leaves us, as Jared pointed out earlier, primed for some kind of black swan that people are not prepared for. Although I don't know if at this point people just always somehow, you know, brace themselves for the worst here. But it does seem like when things, it makes you a little nervous when things seem to be, when the risks seem to be relatively clear.
1,000%. And I couldn't agree with you more. That's what I was saying, that the 3 years up like that so strongly are actually nerve wracking. And I remember, you know, Lloyd Blankfein, the old CEO of Goldman Sachs, when you ask him how he was doing, he'd say, "I haven't felt this great since 2007 or since 1999, he'd always say, you know, which is right before you know what hit the fan. So there is that. And it is true, you know, Julia, I was pointing out earlier to you guys that, you know, this time last year, we didn't know what meme stocks were, or the metaverse, or Powell pivots, or all these things. So along with those, you know, six or seven things that I talked about that we know about, there's definitely going to be an equal amount that we don't know about, and there's going to be ugly ducklings and black swans and maybe some beautiful swans as well, Julie, but definitely there will be surprises, no doubt.
Yep. We're going to have to leave it there, but always appreciate your thoughts, especially on this year to come here. Yahoo Finance's editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer.